mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, believe me, you do not want to miss this Thursday edition, the fifth day of August 2004. We've got one of those guests coming up that we can't announce until they're on the air. And it'll be for obvious reasons. Once you hear them on the broadcast, just the more I research this particular story, the more insane it got. And also, I have another big news article that I can break here, a story. And I can do that now. I got internal documents out of Hilton Hotels. Won't tell you what city. And they tell their employees to search your car secretly if they can and to get your face on camera and to go through your stuff. Just amazing. Everybody that goes to the hotel, we're just going to search them when their car is out in the parking lot and they don't know it. Look for contraband. Look for terrorists. This country is being totally warped. And believe me, these corporations only do things in unison. I'll bet you my bottom dollar a whole bunch of the other big chains are doing it too. So that's another issue we'll get into. Just incredible. But this other situation is even bigger. Much, much, much bigger, and that is in 30 minutes. Meanwhile, I got up this morning and learned that Michael Medved, a very oily, ferret-like liberal, calling himself a conservative, a wannabe Hollywood creature, movie reviewer. This guy is basically saying that people that talk about 9/11, the road to tyranny, people that hand out flyers to it, the film, you know, we all need to be questioned by the Secret Service. We need to be, we're basically bad people. Of course, he doesn't go as far as Michael Savage, who says arrest anyone who disagrees with the government, because by disagreeing with the government, you aid the terrorist. By the way, the Democrat Deputy Attorney General, what was it, a year and a half ago, out in California when the Iraq War was starting, said in the, I'll never forget this, in the Oakland Tribune that we may ban all protests because protest aids terrorists by stopping the war. I mean, that was the Democrat saying that, Mr. Calhoun. So this is the new freedom where you get arrested at the shopping mall for having a Peace on Earth shirt where veterans who want to march in a public parade for peace get beat up by the police. This is America where you can't stand with a rebel flag on the side of the street in Mobile, Alabama, without having the police knock you on the head. I mean, it doesn't matter what you believe in or what you're up to. You're having your freedoms taken. And it doesn't scare me that I've got big guns of the neocons firing at me on a routine basis, from Lord Hannity to Lord Medved to the rest of them. I love my family in this country, and I'm not going to back down from this filth, ever. And they are. They are the scum of the earth. My friends, it's disgusting. It makes me want to puke. I am not going to play what Medved said because it's his broadcast, it's his show. Even though it's about me, fair use, I can analyze it. I'm not going to give this bug-eyed trash the time of day. But we will have Paul Watson on, fresh back from his sabbatical, for about 5-10 minutes of the next segment, who has listened to it and analyzed it, and we're building a page. I mean, while he's attacking me, he's saying the Fourth Amendment's no good. And his callers are all disagreeing with him. So it is not going to work for you, you liberal on steroids, you bloated wolf in sheep's clothing. Your wolf hair is sticking out from underneath, you know, the sheep outfit. And people can see what you are. Got that big bushy tail sticking out the back. You make me want to puke, you little worm.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay. On Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, we have Tommy Franks, and I'm going to air this. This is in the public interest. This is a former head of CENTCOM talking about how he knew the towers were going to get knocked down days before. I thought nobody knew that. I thought nobody thought about that. And then conspiracy theories, how people think they've got Bin Laden. And then he goes into, it's real sad that we may have to have troops on the streets and martial law, but, you know, it's what may happen. So this is the public interest here. We must analyze this enemy propaganda here, ladies and gentlemen. But then I learned that Michael Medved, one of the archdukes of neoconism, was being basically lambasted by his truly conservative listenership, going, hey, man, you know, this Supreme Court ruling, we all got to show our IDs and ask questions and do all this. This is wrong. He's like, no, it's good. It's good. And so then somebody calls in, and, well, what about this video? Alex Jones is 9/11 the road attorney. People are at Michael Moore showings handing out flyers, and God bless you, by the way, for trying to save this country.
Well, I think anyone handing those out should be investigated by the Secret Service. Ooh.
Oh, no, none of us wish any harm upon Lord Bush the puppet. By the way, what was it? It was about 2-3 years ago. Somebody sent me a threatening email about the president. You know what I did? Because I thought it was a provocateur. It turned out it was a lunatic. I thought, man, this is a setup. So I called the Secret Service, and, oh, they thanked me so much. And they went to the guy's house in Tennessee, and he answered the door and said, yes, I did it. Take me away. And the guy's in prison, last time I checked. It was in Tennessee newspapers. So, no, don't you ever try it, Medved, and you're ill trying to imply something like that. The last thing we want is any violence. The last thing we want is for your bosses, the globalists, to
give us the crisis they need, to give us the solution, the New World Order.
Paul Watson, back from his sabbatical, he is now joining us. We are graced by his presence. Hey, Paul, good to have you on.
Good to be back, Alex.
I tell you, a lot went on the week you were gone. I mean, it is all in high gear. Fox News is Lacey Peterson. Michael Moore's an idiot. Worship Ridge. I mean, that's all they're doing. And this latest salvo with the Lord Medville, or Medved, I should say, what do you think of that?
Well, it's certainly interesting, having just listened to the clip. And I mean, as he mentioned, he implies directly that anyone who espouses the view that the government was behind 9/11 in any way should be looked at, in his words, by the Secret Service. And in fact, he doesn't just apply that to right-wingers, as was the case in the call that the caller called into the show with. He said Michael Moore was a threat to America, was dangerous to America, and should be watched also very carefully. So, I mean, from
well, I guess he was watched when he went to the Saudi embassy and was about 100 yards away, and Secret Service is guarding our bosses, the Saudis, and this is incredible. And look, I don't even support Moore, folks. I think his film is a soft soap, and in a way it's a whitewash. I mean, I do support his First Amendment, but Michael Moore is a threat. And listen, the other neocons are even worse. They're calling for people's arrest outright, Paul, but please continue.
Well, yeah, man, they all love the police state. In this clip, Medved states that if an officer asks for your ID, then you should produce it on demand. And he said that that's not a violation of the Fourth Amendment, because he said that if you're in a public place, then the Fourth Amendment doesn't exist. So, I mean...
Well, also, the Supreme Court just ruled that in your house or your backyard, you've got to answer questions, show IDs. I guess there's no Fifth Amendment. And I've got to answer the new yearly census we're going to get, several hundred questions. Do I own guns? How much is in my bank account? I guess there's no Fifth Amendment there either.
Well, no, and it's all in the face of these, again, we find out, fake terror alerts, this time 4 years old. Right at the time when the Democratic National Convention's taking place with all the police on the streets there anyway, the protesters caged, and so, you know, it focuses everyone's attention back onto it. And from my experience over the past week or so, even if you buy into the myth that, you know, airlines are vulnerable to hijackers, then the security is non-existent. I mean, my cousin got special screening, and they rooted through his bag because he had a pair of, stereo speakers, which they thought were bombs. I mean, that's the ridiculous
level.
But
then somebody had a heart attack on the plane, and they wouldn't even help them.
Well, somebody had a heart attack on the plane, or something of that nature.
And this was and this was at the gate.
Yeah, and the cockpit door was left wide open. The captain had left it. There was no one in there. All the stewards and stewardesses were running up and down the plane. The cockpit door was open for about 20 minutes. And so, you know, if you buy into this hijackers thing, then where is the security there? It's not there. It's on the streets of London, which I also saw with numerous armed police hanging around everywhere. So where you expect the security to be, it is not in place. And so that, again, defeats the whole myth of terrorism. And again, in Britain, we've had another wave of these terror arrests, where they make it seem like, you know, terrorists running around everyone's backyard.
And in 98% of the cases, a month later they go, oh, they were innocent, or oh, they were really informants. We staged the arrest for their safety.
Yeah, in the past they've been in contact with the British intelligence services weeks before their arrest. And, I mean, BBC admitted that 90 to 95% in every case are always released a week after, and the others, you know, months after. So again, it's
okay. 95, not 98. Sorry, I forgot the actual number. So, Paul, this Tommy Frank situation. You've now watched the clips that are on Fox website. We have a link to it on both the websites. You can go watch it at Fox. This is a nightmare. Describe that for people.
Well, yeah, obviously it's an interview with Hannity. I believe it's August 3rd, a couple of days ago. And right off the bat, Hannity asks Franks about a public speech he gave on September 7th, 4 days before the attack. And Franks was asked what keeps him awake at night. And he said, "What keeps me awake at night is one World Trade Center tower falling into another, an attack on the World Trade Center, and that's what keeps me awake at night." And this was 4 days before the attack.
And he goes on in the book to say someone ramming something into it. But, again, the government had never heard of such a plan, never heard of anything. It was the first time they'd ever heard of it. But Franks had more to say, didn't he?
Well, yeah, and he said the other thing that kept him awake is that the response to that kind of event would be military on the streets of America, and he couched it in, you know, God forbid if that would happen language. But again, it's floating it out there at a time when people are more tuned into it with this fake terror alert thing.
And the troops are now on the streets. It's basically what he did in the Cigar Aficionado interview. It's, you know, it's a terrible thing. I love the Constitution. I'm a big believer, but the people are going to demand a military government after this happens, and it's just too bad. But, you know, that's what happens after we're attacked again. So he's saying, "Oh, it's too bad, shucks, none of us like it, but, you know, that's just what's going to happen after it happens again."
Well, yeah, and also he talks about the capture of Bin Laden and, you know, how it's been so close here and there over the past few years, and that he doesn't agree with the conspiracy theorists that Bin Laden will be captured or has already been captured and will be brought out before the election. He says that he believes that people in the government are good like him, and if there were people in there like him, then they would blow the whistle if such a staged capture was being prepared. So again, it goes back to the argument of Tommy Franks himself, you know, maybe not being in control of anything. So then he thinks that with his level of knowledge, then that applies to everybody in the government, where, you know, obviously that's not the case. But again, it's interesting that stage capture thing has been floated again in the mainstream media, as it was on C-SPAN several months ago.
By the way, in the Cigar Aficionado article that was done, in November, and then came out in December, he says, "Oh, don't worry, we're about to get Saddam. I know something you don't know." And then we had Congressman LaHood a week before telling the Illinois newspaper that, "Oh, we've got him, but I can't tell you why or how." Then it turned out the Kurds did have whoever this Saddam character is, if it's even real, a month before, and they stuck him in the hole and staged the capture. That's, by the way, has now been admitted. But again, back of the newspaper, average American doesn't even know that was staged. Admittedly staged, ladies and gentlemen. And so, Paul, there is just no telling what these people are going to pull. And remember, 2.5 years ago, I was told by a high-level White House source that Bin Laden had died of kidney failure and is frozen right now to be rolled out before the election. And now Madeleine Albright has said it. Senator Grassley, a Republican, has said it. All these people have said it. The question is, has our preemptive exposure of it, will that stop them from rolling out their Bin Laden, who died of natural causes, a great servant of the New World Order, his family well taken care of, rewarded with all the new defense contracts through Carlyle Group and new military, U.S. military-based instruction for the great job they have done for the globalists. And James Baker is also defending them now against the victims' families in a heroic al-Qaeda-ish fashion. Please continue.
Well, I don't know whether we preemptively stopped it, because as we've discussed before, there are kind of two factions within the competing for, you know, the head of the power of the same agenda. And so one might blow the whistle on the other by allowing this stage capture of Bin Laden thought process to be put out there in the mainstream media. So at that level, it looks as if it, you know, it might have been defeated, but then the worry is that they will turn to something even more dangerous to give Bush the election if that camp, you know, wants Bush to be in the White House for another 4 years.
But things don't look good for Bush with the anointed Bilderberg group knighting Lord Edwards. So we'll one more segment, Paul, and we've got our special surprise guest coming on. Please stay with us.
terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last 3 decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a 1-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Friends, back live, talking to Paul Watson. Got Dr. Breeding coming up in the middle of the next hour to talk about the New Freedom Initiative, which is openly and publicly now going, oh, we're not just going to test all the children. They had said it was going to be adults, too. We're going to start with pregnant women. Any pregnant woman who goes through a hospital will have to be psychologically evaluated, and, of course, a child will have to be taken or drugged. I'm not kidding. This is in major Illinois newspapers. It's going to be all over the country. And then it's to have a job, you'll have to do this part of your new national ID card. But the special surprise guest, we hope the person joins us. We'll see if they do. Will be coming on in a few minutes. But Paul Watson. continuing with the ramped-up terror alerts, and then the neocons say, oh, no, it wasn't a four-year-old alert. But Ridge says, well, it is a four-year-old alert, but it's still very credible. So they can't even get their lies straight, Paul.
Well, now you have to ask the question, you know, at what point are these lies being ironed out to the effect where, you know, we're supposed to pick up on the fact that this is erroneous, false, and, you know, staged information, because at one level, you know, they would want us to think that. And it is the cry wolf scenario where all along that they keep putting out these alerts and nothing happens, but then, you know, there's a big attack and, you know, they get up there and say, we told you so. Now
and
we
then in the future, exactly, and then in the future when there's an alert, we will pay attention. We will learn to lick boots. We will learn to grovel and beg for people to aim machine guns at us and search small children at checkpoints to get into shopping malls, as the FBI has publicly called for, and we've aired that newscast here on the broadcast. But, Paul, you're absolutely right. They let us fight Patriot Act 1 and 2. They let us complain. They let us gripe. They let us call these fake alerts, and then the globalists blow the living daylights out of a city, nuke a city, dirty bomb, hijack jets again with remote control, and then they're going to stand up there and say, see, I told you so. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and at that point, after the big attack, you know, one which will dwarf 9/11, then the terror alerts, when they do take place, you won't see it steps up to orange. Every time you'll see it steps up to red, and obviously, as we've covered before, at that point, they start to introduce things like curfews where you can't leave your own home. So it's a level of police state above orange, which will be justified after the big attack and will then bolster the credibility of these terror warnings, which obviously now are losing a lot of steam because, you know, nothing ever happens. But again, after the big attack, you know, they'll step up to red alert each time. And then, you know, they really get to enact those police state measures which they've already set up.
Remember about a month ago, it was all over the news, the FBI recommended putting metal detectors and people to search everyone going in shopping malls?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I found out all over the country it's already started. They have things called state defense forces that are a subdivision of state guards but are federally funded, and they literally... Have you seen these photos yet, Paul?
I've seen some of them on InfoWars, yeah.
Okay, those are some a listener took. When you go to the websites of the states, it's even worse. I'm talking 8-year-old girls being searched on major city streets by people in these shabby uniforms with MP on their arm, with their bellies hanging out, smoking cigarettes. I mean, it is. I mean, you talk about right out of Russia, folks, and this is going to be our life. Every control freak, every wannabe, just drooling to do this, Paul.
Well, yeah, and you'll have a willing army of volunteers to be that, you know, that brown shirt Stasi, because the human ego, you know, we know this from the people that lead our country. When you get a bit of power, you get on a power trip and you seek to control that power and expand it and dominate other people with it. So it satisfies the base instincts of the human ego to employ these people to do this kind of thing. And so that's why you'll find a lot of willing volunteers, because they like tyranny, basically, and it feeds their egotistical human instinct.
Well, Russia did it, China, Germany, I mean, literally. The only stipulation is that you're, quote, not anti-government, and they just give you a uniform that says MP, And you march around searching people, training them how to be slaves. And
yeah,
it's not just football games. It's shopping malls, you name it.
And that's because there are not enough sheep to police the other sheep by ways of, you know, monitoring or Big Brother-type surveillance technologies. So they need to literally create an army of brown shirts to do it physically when the time comes. You know, when the future civil war or whatever does take place, then they will need that physical coercion, and this is why they need an army of people to do this, because they can't just do it via mechanized systems. It needs to be on a physical man-to-man basis in the end.
That's right, and it's the classic paradigm, folks. They don't have the personnel now to do this, but after the new draft, when you have to serve in this, you're going to be here domestically doing this. Paul, thanks for joining us. You take care. Good to have you back.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to have Lieutenant Randall Demoff, 3rd Brigade aide-de-camp to General Ronald Rowland, and he is on with us. He is from the Alabama Defense Force that was set up back in 1983 for state emergencies and to aid the state governor and the citizenry if the National Guard there from the state is federalized, in which we now see that being sent over to Iraq. And other states have also set this up, and in his day job, Lieutenant Randall Demoff is a retired state employee. He works for a security company, and talking to him during the break, he's now seeking a federal job with Homeland Security. And we've had listeners send us information about this, and we wanted to really find out exactly what they're doing there in Alabama. Lieutenant, it's good to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us about the Alabama Defense Force and how it was set up and some of the missions you carry out now in the great state of Alabama.
Well, Alabama State Defense Force is not a voluntary military state force that was created by state law to assume state military positions missions within the event Alabama National Guard was ordered to serve overseas, like they are in Iraq and with the conflict ongoing at this present time. And small units are planned at each National Guard Army with membership composed of patriotic local citizens. And we serve an 11-county area, southwest Alabama. And we provide a variety of services to the community during local emergencies and community events. We assist with traffic and crowd control, search and rescue, shelter management, and other vital duties. Example, when a hurricane comes up, we provide shelter for people who are having to move from their homes due to high waters and high tides. And we also assist the local emergency management agency with assignments. We had just recently performed a fit test where we fitted the Mobile Police Department all outlying agencies, Sheriff's Department, and outlying police departments with chemical class A suits.
Oh, I should add that on the official website, you can see photos of you guys out there issuing this to the local police authorities, and the website is www.alsdf.us, and you can go, and they've got a bunch of different great photo galleries, and you can see all the different things that the Alabama Defense Force 3rd Brigade, we're talking to the 3rd Brigade right now, there's other brigades, obviously.
There's four brigades within the state.
And that covers the whole theater then.
Right, that covers the entire state. 1st Brigade is North Alabama, 2nd Brigade is Central, 3rd is Southwest, and 4th is Southeast.
I also saw photos where you've got Mobile broken into sectors, too.
Yes, we do.
How many people do you have in your 3rd Brigade?
Approximately 100 to 110 personnel, ranging prior military, or some have no military prior experience, like myself. I was unable to go into the service, but I was introduced into this organization, and it's a perfect fit. And let me just interject that our commander of the unit, his last name is Noland, N-O-L-A-N-D.
Oh, Ronald Noland, yes, sir.
Correct.
Brigadier General Ronald Noland, excuse me.
That's all right. And so we help out the local EMA organization with any tasks that they do or have need our assistance.
And I also saw some photos where you guys had Marine Corps Humvees and searchlights and stuff. In those photos, that was in the Bayfest, where you guys provided security for that. Are those vehicles provided by the Marine Corps?
No, they're not. One of our members has you might say an entourage of vehicles. He has his own little personnel carriers and Humvees with the big Bertha light and all this.
Oh, now I understand, because I was getting confused. I was seeing all these military vehicles.
Well, at Mayfest, he has a couple Humvees and a big Bertha light, and he brought that down, and he's the captain within our organization.
Well, you guys really are volunteers all the way, even bringing your own vehicles.
Just about. And we also assisted with the just recently held, it's a MVPA, which is Military Vehicle Preservation Association. The Dixie chapter sponsored it this year, and they had all the vehicles from all over the United States down here.
Yeah, I saw that, all those armored vehicles. Now, we also got some photos from a Alabama State football game back in January, and you guys were, when you work security at the gate with the police, what do?
Check for unwanted items, alcohol, in this case, umbrellas. Umbrellas were not allowed in the game, into the stadium, and we confiscate any unwanted items and leave them at the entrance.
Now, let me read from the Bayfest section of your website. It says, the weekend of October 3rd and 5th, members of the 3rd Brigade provided gate security at Mobile's Bayfest, checking guests for contraband and taking tickets, assisted in directing people to various events and ensuring a safe environment for a great family weekend. We worked closely with members of the police department, freeing up manpower for them to attend to more important issues. This was the second year the 3rd has assisted in this event. And I saw the photos. Were you guys also searched bags and things?
We searched bags, chair bags, backpacks, everything.
Now this is a area in Mobile, and for folks that haven't been there, can you describe the area that's cordoned off for the Bayfest?
It's downtown Mobile, around Bienville Square, and it runs about maybe 3 miles, or not 2-3 miles in diameter, circumference. And
have you liaisoned with other states that are setting up their own defense forces?
Well, I've had other people contact me from other states, but they just go and check different websites. SACAS, which is the State Guard Association, has a website for people who want to set up, who do not have a state defense force in their state.
Well, how many states have this, just a ballpark that you know of, Lieutenant?
Approximately 30. And
I guess others are also trying to set these up now?
Correct. Texas has their State Guard, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida is trying to get theirs back. Georgia has one. And so there's a handful of states that have.
Okay, let me understand this. What is the parameters? I mean, if I wanted to go join this to defend the homeland, how would I, what are the rules?
Okay. Membership and, well, I'm just going by my notes. Membership in the Alabama State Defense Force is open to any U.S. citizen, male, female, who at time of enlistment is not a member of any active or reserve component of the U.S. Armed Forces, which includes Army, Air, National Guard. They must be of good moral character and should be in good health, but physical disabilities are not necessarily a barrier to some and to serve in some capacity. Age ranges from 18 to 70. Prior military experience is not a requirement, though former servicemen and women, including military retirees, are actively sought.
Lieutenant, we talked to the gentleman who was at the, he lives in Pensacola, but he was at the Alabama Senior Bowl in January, and he said that he was taking photos and asking about this and saying, well, doesn't this violate posse comitatus to have, you know, a quasi-military group out searching bags? And he said, can I join? And they said, well, no, because you're obviously anti-government. What does anti-government mean, or is that an unwritten stipulation?
Oh, I can't comment on that. I'm not well-versed with that.
Were you at the Senior Bowl?
Yes, I was.
Did you see the fellow with the camera and have the discussion with him?
Oh, man, that's been...
It's been 7.5 months, you know.
Yeah. It's hard to recall anything like that.
Well, let me just be upfront and honest with you. I've been in the Civil Air Patrol. And my dad's a pilot, and he got me into the Civil Air Patrol when I was in high school. I learned a lot, and I enjoyed it, and it was rewarding, you know, out looking for submarines and stuff. So that's been my only little military experience, and I thought it was good. And I think getting citizens involved back during World War II, they called it civil defense.
Uh-huh.
And I think that is good. I think it's good to have people if there's a hurricane or a big fire, and I think it's wonderful. But I have to tell you that, number one, there's something called the Fourth Amendment. Number two, there's the 1878 Posse Comitatus Law. And to look at the photos on your Bayfest section alone, with 8-year-old children being searched, looking scared to death, and people walking around with MP on their arm, and then now the FBI saying we may want to put police and have a new draft for domestic forces at the mall searching all the bags. I think that's a dangerous trend, and it doesn't do anything to protect us from terrorists. What do you say to that?
No comment.
no comment.
Our basic foundation is that we assist with whenever there's a ship coming in, we provide security for that Navy ship and security for football games. And
well, in these photos, there's cops standing right behind you guys, and they're doing nothing, and you guys are searching bags, training people to accept military on the street. And, you know, we all grew up knowing that in Russia and in Mexico and in Germany that they had troops out searching people's bags, checking their papers. I mean, can't you somewhere in your mind realize that that this is not how America's supposed to be?
Well, we've tried to instill that anybody... See, how can I phrase this? That your average Joe, anybody is capable of doing anything at any time.
Oh, so we're all... I understand, yes.
So...
Yeah, well, I noticed that. This is a key point, Lieutenant, and please continue, because, look, I think I'm talking to you. I don't think you're bad, you know, getting an idea of what you're doing. Just we've had listeners who are concerned about this, and we just want to know. But I appreciate you coming on and being honest with us and talking to us. But sitting here looking at this, dealing with this, we have the federal government pushing and promoting all of this, and I know the state is getting Homeland Security funds. You say you want this federal Homeland Security job. A lot of people are concerned about this, and this is the key question. You know, we're hearing all this is for terrorism, but at the checkpoints all over the country, at the military checkpoints, at all this stuff popping up, they're looking for guns, they're looking for drugs, they're looking for driver's license. Oh, is your insurance in place? You know, guilty until proven innocent. So you guys say this is all being done now because of terrorism, but you're looking for beer being snuck into football games. What do you say to that?
Well, they're not supposed to carry contraband alcohol to football games.
But we're told this is because of terrorism, but now it's this wide net.
So.
Yeah, but do you see how they go? Homeland Security's putting up cameras to fight terrorism, and then, and crime, and we're going to watch you. And you just said that everybody's capable of something. You know, everybody's a suspect, basically. In America, that's not how it works. Plus, Lieutenant Dimoff, our borders are wide open, my friend. Shouldn't we send you guys down to the border?
Well, we're only operational within the state.
No, I understand, but I'm saying the other states that are doing this that are on the border. And I mean, I think your mission of guarding ships, that's admirable. But going downtown and searching 8-year-olds is nothing but a conditioning mechanism for this.
Well, we don't search 8-year-olds.
Oh, there we have a photograph of it off your website. I mean, maybe she's 10.
Well, I'll have to check the website. But,
and I mean, the image of people with military police armbands on with smoking cigarettes. With Humvees that say U.S. Marine Corps on it. I mean, it's a scary image. And
well, I think this is not the end of our conversation, sir.
Okay, this is the end of our conversation?
Correct.
All right. Well, I don't think you're bad, but I know you want that federal job, and I think you need to defend America and the Bill of Rights. Okay, Lieutenant?
Correct. What was your name again?
It is Alex Jones, and the website is Infowars.com and prison. Oh, is somebody talking in your ear right now?
No, I'm doing some personal business.
Why do you say it's the end of our conversation?
Because it's getting loud in here. And what was your name again?
It's Alex Jones.
Uh-huh.
From Central Texas. And I've read the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and I know that this stuff is something that we've seen in other countries, and it's a very dangerous trend, and a lot of well-meaning people are getting involved in this, and I don't think you're a bad person, sir, but I think that overall, searching people in downtown cities, well, Here's my last question. Please answer it. How are you wearing military police armbands if it's a volunteer organization?
We have our own we have a cat slayed group within our unit.
So they're police officers?
Former police officers.
Former police officers.
Some are, correct.
Some are, but wait, I mean, so I see a young woman with an armband that says MP, and she's a former police officer, or all of them former police?
We have a few that are former police officers.
But you have some that aren't police wearing MP armband bands. And you got your own armored vehicles. Come on, this isn't America. You need to wake up, Lieutenant. I appreciate you coming on the show, but I want you to defend the Republic, and I want you to stand up against the New World Order. Take care.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Radio station in Pensacola, Florida, that broadcasts into Alabama. We're also on another station in Alabama owned by the same folks. I don't think we're on in Mobile, though. We were on for about a year till a big station sold. I remember that. It was great being able to warn the people there. And you look at the photographs of the people being searched, and I mean little children. And the people are scared. And a picture tells a thousand words. You have got to go look at these goons that are out doing this. I mean, people with their bellies hanging out, smoking cigarettes, searching women's purses. It's nauseating. And I'm not saying they're bad. I mean, talking to Lieutenant Randall Dimoff, who wants his Homeland Security job, he admitted that during a break with me, and you heard me talk about it, and he didn't deny it. Just talking to Demoff, I don't think he's evil. You know, he thinks we've been attacked by terrorists, and he wants to do this, and so they told him, well, go down to the city streets and just search everybody, and this is the freedom. Training our children, the troops searching them is good. That's all this is a process of warping our minds. And they bring their own armored vehicles. They bring their own trucks down there. They're running around with military police armbands. And you heard him, folks. Some of these people are not former police or whatever. I mean, it's hard for tyranny to get enough professional men and women that are really trained, who know how to rappel out of helicopters, that know how to, you know, fight and know how to run the equipment, and are real soldiers. Most of the real soldiers I talk to are disgusted by the plans to take this country over that are publicly being given to them. But they can find a lot of little neighborhood wannabes who want to put on a uniform and strut around, you know, with their uniforms looking like, just the most shoddy. It's like they're wearing green bags. Just walking around with a hamburger in one hand, cigarette in another. I mean, it is really a joke, people. Driving their own armored vehicles around. You don't see these photos of them with machine guns. And it's a joke. And I'm telling you, folks, you're going to have it in every single town. But it's going to be a gray uniform. I learned of this with Bill Clinton back in 98. He had the plan. And that's the same plan. The toll roads they're building, all of this, are going to be checkpoints. And you're going to have to serve 10, 20, in some cases 30 hours a week, and you're not going to be paid, or you'll be paid a small stipend that's on a little security card you're going to get, and you're going to have to sit there and dig through cars. And listen, I'll go to prison. I am not going to be drafted and sit there at a checkpoint and search your car. It just is not going to happen, folks. Now, they want to draft me to send me down to the border when these Mexican troops are killing federal officers and shooting people. Absolutely. You don't have to draft me. You want me to go spend, 2 weekends a month doing it, or if the country really needs it, I'll quit the radio show and go down to the border. But I will not ever, ever go breathe depleted uranium in Iraq or wherever they're going to invade next. I will not sit around at checkpoints with my belly hanging out. Oh, please, help us, help us, help us. You've got to look at these photos. It's disgusting. God, please help us. Before I end this hour, and I'll go right back to your calls, we'll go to Frank and Marion and Bob and Mo and others, right when we get back in the second hour. Don't have a guest for 30 minutes, so we got time. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. Of course, the phones are loaded. Why should I give numbers out? If you want to get my videos, I've made 10 films. Folks, do not procrastinate. I don't spend a lot of time belaboring this because I'm so focused on the information, but the films are the most powerful information we've got, the most informative, the best tool we've got to wake people up. Get 9/11, the Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State, Free Total Enslavement. They're scared of these things. Get them out to people. Wake everybody up. Toll-free number to order the films. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or PrisonPlanet.tv, for that matter. Please get three or more and save $18. I got a bunch of other specials going. Just call and ask about them. 1-888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And we need your support as well. Second hour, your calls, ton of news. Stay with us.
Hello, folks.